Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
Chappers ain't here today.
Don't really know why.
Now, Laura, let me ask you. You know, you had that that form for applying for X Factor on your desk for ages.
Yeah.
Have you filled it in?
Not yet.
It's too late now.
Is it?
I think the auditions start. I think it's this week.
You're just... Oh.
Right, this is the second year in a row now.
Sorry. Oh. I've had other stuff to do.
Oh, like what?
Okay, not as important as that.
No.
Granted. Sorry.
God. I would love to see you doing your thing in front of Simon Cowell. However, I don't think... Because, you know, like, a lot of them don't get that far, do they? A lot of them don't even get to see the judges you see on TV. They just get, like, to see some researchers and stuff. That would have been you. Anyway, I've got Brett from Southampton, who has sent me this amazing clip. Thank you, Brett. This is from Canadian Idol, because there is one. They have it in every country now. Now, I've got no idea who the judges are, having watched this.
Right.
Simon's not on it.
Is there somebody like Simon with high trousers?
Oh, yeah, there is a Simon Cowell type, but right. It's not him. And there's this girl who is about to be in front of the judges. They're searching, you know, for the new Nelly Furtado, Avril Lavigne. Can't think of any more Canadian pop stars. Anyway.
Is Celine Dion Canadian? French Canadian?
Yeah, she is. They're searching for the new Celine Dion.
Yes.
Oh, God. Just end the show. Right, so this girl walks up to the big kind of spot in the middle, in front of the panel. It's her big moment, her big chance to shine, and to prove that she has what it takes to become a massive star and to be the next Canadian Idol. So she's walking up, and now she's on the spot.
I totally just farted.
I totally just farted!
That is good TV. Unbelievable!
You're in!
You're coming to Toronto. The first thing she did. And also, I'm not being funny, but by any stretch of the imagination, not a small parp, that, was it? Check it out.
I totally just farted.
I totally just farted.
I can see a lot of myself in her.
Well, funny you should say that. Do you remember that ages ago, remember?
Oh, no.
Now,
don't play this.
I found this yesterday.
Don't play this.
What we do sometimes after the show in the afternoon, where we record some stuff. Things like me, you know, doing trails and saying stuff like, listen, all day Monday for your chance to win tickets to the Arctic Monkeys, that kind of thing. So we were recording something one day. This is going to make you see Laura in a whole whole new light. And everyone that entered the One Night with Laura contest will be pleased they didn't win. Right, so this is us recording something just after the show one day. This is Laura and me talking, and Chappers.
Thank you.
Please, can I just fart?
No.
Okay, go.
Your fault.
Oh, God!
That is just revolting.
Oh, it smells.
Oh, God.
It must. Oh, God, it stinks. It must just generally be revolting down there.
However, yours didn't compare to hers at all. Yours was just, well, here's yours.
Your fault.
Oh, God!
And here's hers.
Oh, I totally just farted.
Are you embarrassed how we played that?
Yeah, thank you.
Do you know what? I do really miss Chappers sometimes. I'm sad he's not here today, because he just puts it all in perspective sometimes.
It must just generally be revolting down there.
Podcast. Radio
1. Right, so there are loads of ideas about what Germans are like going around. They have been for years. They say they've got no sense of humour. NSOH. And now, I don't believe this to be true. So here is our new experiment on Radio 1. This is what happens. I call a random German and try to prove that they, in fact, have a really good sense of humour. It's our new feature called Make a German Laugh.
Hotel am Zoo, Gallus, guten Tag.
Hello.
Hello.
A man walks into a bar and asks for a double entendre.
Pardon me, can you repeat me? You are at the Hotel am Zoo.
Yep.
Yeah.
A man walks into a bar and asks for a double entendre. So the barman gives him one.
No, no, but you are wrong. You are at the Hotel am Zoo. We don't have a bar. Our restaurant is closed. I think there's a mistake.
No, no, it's a joke.
It's a joke. Okay.
A man walks into a bar, asks for a double entendre. Okay. Barman gives him one.
Yes. And?
That's it.
Okay. Then thank you and happy Easter.
Thank you.
Right. At some point, this will work. Caller one wasn't having it.
Das Lindner Hotel Bay Arena. Corinna Krüger, guten Tag.
Hello.
Hello.
Three old ladies, right, sitting on a park bench, and this bloke jumps out of the bushes and flashes them.
Pardon? Can you repeat, please?
There were three old ladies sitting on a park bench, and this guy jumps out of the bushes and flashes them. First lady had a stroke. Second lady had a stroke. Third one couldn't reach. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Do you find it funny?
No.
Three old ladies on the park bench. Bloke jumps out.
No, I'm sorry, I have no time left for a joke.
Do you not get it, no? Right, okay, let's try one more. Matt from Inverness has been on saying, I've been married to a German for 3 years. She laughs all the time. She's hilarious. I know this to be true. I'm just trying to prove it.
Stamford, guten Tag.
Hello.
Hello.
What kind of bees make milk?
You make milk?
Yeah, what kind of bees make milk?
Yes, this is a toy shop here by me.
I've got the answer.
What?
Boobies.
Babies, milk?
What kind... It's a joke. What kind of bees make milk?
I don't know.
Boobies. Boobies.
Boobies.
Yeah, get it? Boobies.
No, no.
Get it?
Yes, that's funny. Bye.
Yes! You see? See? Lots of people are wrong. They do have a sense of humour.
Yes, that's funny.
Oh, that's funny. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.